CASA is a nonprofit that trains volunteers for the local court system to speak for children who have suffered abuse and neglect. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. And here in Southeast Tennessee, CASA of Bradley and Polk Counties, based in Cleveland, marks 10 years of service on August 18th. Christopher Genetsko is the executive director of CASA, and Natalie Barrio Nuevo manages the volunteers.
Christopher, Natalie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us more about CASA.
So CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates, and what we do is we work with community volunteers to advocate for children that are involved in our court system due to primarily abuse and neglect situations. So we train those volunteers, we put them through a nationally approved 30-hour training curriculum. They learn how to look out for what the needs are of a child that's been abused and neglected. Once they complete that training process, they're sworn in by a judge and able to advocate as a court officer. So once they're sworn in, they go into the child's home, they see where the child lives, they talk to the child, get to know them on a personal level. They're going to likely talk to that child's teachers and any other interested parties. Once they feel like they have a good understanding of what's in that child's best interest, they will make a recommendation to the judge. And the cool thing is that locally and nationally, the judge will implement the recommendation, the advocate, about 90% of the time. So we really are a trusted resource for our communities.
And this is a national organization. Tell us more about the presence of CASA here in Tennessee, and in particular, in our part of Tennessee.
CASA is part of a national association, though each organization is a separate 501c nonprofit. So our local office covers Bradley and Polk counties, but you know, our surrounding counties around Chattanooga area and in North Georgia are covered by separate CASA offices. So if people find interest in volunteering with those, I encourage them to look in their own county before they reach out to us, though we would be more than willing to have them. But we definitely see CASAs all across the country and within our state, especially here in Eastern Tennessee. It just seems like we have a really strong presence.
And you have a really strong presence in rural areas. Natalie, talk to me more about that.
In rural areas, we have a really good presence because we don't have many services in those counties. Whereas like in Bradley County itself, we have counseling set up, we have drug testing centers, we have all of those things that can come in and work with the children and get the children into programs needed. But in our rural communities, that's not there. They have school and home, and that's pretty much the basis. So for CASA in those communities, we're not only the eyes and ears to the judge, we're also a resource for those families to connect them to things that they may be needing that they don't even know exist that are in Bradley County that maybe they can get to.
What trends were you seeing there in Bradley and Polk counties before the coronavirus pandemic hit?
So before the coronavirus pandemic hit, most of the stuff we were seeing previous to this was just our basic dependency and neglect cases that we deal with on every day, such as drug use and those type of concerns, or just the neglectful lifestyle. So that's what we were seeing previous to Corona.
A lot of it is doing, you know, surrounding situation of opioids. Would you agree with that, Natalie?
Yes, most of my cases almost all of them involve opioids.
As far as now, what are we seeing? What are we hearing?
Now we're getting into the homelessness more. I've lost my job. I need assistance with someone to help care for my kids because I don't have a job. I'm losing my housing. So there's a lot of that economic impact that has kind of hit with coronavirus, with families not able to care for the kids due to financial situations.
And how much has this increased your workload?
It's increased quite a bit. Our workload has increased from two perspectives. One being that the financial crisis has increased it, but also because when courts were closed, now we're having all of that where no one could even access the courts to get children into a safe position. And so once it opened, then we fell into everyone trying to get into the courtroom.
What challenges have you faced in training and maintaining volunteers during this time with COVID-19?
So we've switched our trainings to being primary online using National CASA's online classroom. And then they do several of those hours in online training Zoom meetings with Natalie. But there's a combination of work in a traditional like online classroom setting and then the Zoom meetings So it's the same content, but it's all done online now. But the recruitment definitely has been slowing down. I definitely see my advertising dollars are not going as far as it used to. And we're really at a point where we can't slow down our work because we need to make sure that we have eyes and ears looking out for these children, especially when a lot of them are spending even more and more time at home. And it's typically teachers and childcare professionals that are making those recommendations to the hotline that there needs to be somebody looking out for these children's best interests. So it's definitely not a time to slow down. And we really are hoping just to continue to add to our volunteer advocate program. We currently have 25 regularly serving volunteer advocates, and we would ideally would like to have about 35. So we could definitely use some more.
And tell us more about what it takes to train a volunteer.
They get 30 hours of training, and that includes a lot of, well, with the online portion, they're getting a lot of coursework in what does child abuse look like? What is minimum sufficient level of care and how do we handle that? What is acceptable for a child to be in versus is not in? We also train them on how to not only look for those things, but how to work with these families. Because in the state of Tennessee, reunification is the primary goal. That's the goal that we begin with, is trying to reunify these kids with their families if it's safe, stable, and possible. And so we train them on how to work with these families and how to locate the resources that they're needing and how to help them to implement it through the courts. The training that we go over, it is how to identify abuse and neglect, how level of care, what that is, and what that looks like in our communities for our children. We also teach them how to make recommendations to our court, hair follicle drug screens, mental health assessments. Housing and job stability are some of those recommendations, counseling for our children, counseling for the families. We also teach them how to work with our families, because it's not just when you're making a child safe in a safe environment. The goal in Tennessee is to reunify if it's a safe and stable environment, or if we can make it that way. With that, we try to work with our families to make it safe and stable. So we teach our advocates how to work with those families while maintaining safety for the child.
And where can people go online for more information? Where can they call?
They can go visit our website at casabp.org. The BP stands for Bradley Polk. So that's casabp.org. And they can also give us a call at 423-472-5800. Once again, that's 423-472-5800.
All right, Christopher, Natalie, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.